CDC to lose 1/10 of workforce due to Trump policy. By Hannah Knudsen on February 14, 2025. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC is poised to lose roughly 1/10 of its workforce due to a Trump policy axing probationary employees as part of a larger effort of the Trump administration to cut the size and scope of government. This reality comes as the Trump administration orders federal agencies to cut off probationary employees. That includes roughly 1,300 staffers at the CDC alone. Those employees, according to the Associated Press, are expected to receive roughly 4 weeks of paid administrative leave. More via the AP. The Atlanta-based agency's leadership was notified of the decision Friday morning. The verbal notice came from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in a meeting with CDC leaders, according to a federal official who was at the meeting. The official was not authorized to discuss it and spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The CDC, which boasts a $9.1 billion budget, has come under fire over the Biden years, particularly, and the way it handled directives during the coronavirus pandemic. Notably, the coronavirus vaccine still remains on the federal agency's child vaccine schedule, another major controversy. Flashback, Jen Psaki, not about persuading Americans, vaccine is going to be a requirement. Democrats, of course, are very unhappy with the news of the impending layoffs. President Trump's indefensible, indiscriminate firing of more than 1,000 CDC personnel in a single day leaves Americans exposed to disease and devastates careers and livelihoods for the world's most talented doctors and scientists, many of them here in Georgia, Senator John Ossoff, DGA, said in a statement in response to the news. It remains unclear when the layoffs will officially go into effect. The outlet also confirmed the decision came from the Office of Personnel Management, which also acts dozens of employees under the same policy. All of this comes as Trump works with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to expose government corruption and slash waste in hopes of saving the taxpayers billions. DOGE shared another example of savings on Thursday, providing a contract update, boasting of 167 cancellations with savings of $115 million, including a $2.23 million contract for HHS for equity assessments of existing program policies.